Of Bread and Boys, written by Just Bill and read by Flower Parish. This is a DCU fic rated for general audiences featuring Alfred Pennyworth and Jason Todd.
There is a house built out of stone, wooden floors, walls, and windowsills, tables and chairs worn by all of the dust. This is a place where I don't feel alone. This is a place where I feel at home.
Prepare a room, Alfred. We have a guest. A most innocuous sentence to signal a very significant change in their lives. A hopeful one, too. You can come in. Alfred doesn't look up from where he's kneading dough. The boy has been lurking on the threshold for some time now, but Alfred didn't want to scare him away by calling him out on it directly. He waits patiently, kneading in the same rhythm as before. A soft scuffle noise tells him the boy has taken a few steps into the kitchen, but is still ready to bolt. The dough is all but done, so he puts a damp towel on the bowl and sets it aside for later. Only then does he look behind him to smile at the boy and nod at the table. Please, sit. He doesn't keep watching to see if the boy obeys or not. Instead, he turns back to wash his hands and clean up the countertop. He is to invite, but let the boy decide the pace. Jason's different from Master Richard, and deserves to be treated as such, no matter how much Bruce and Hem miss Richard. Difficult shoes to fill. When Alfred rummages in the fridge to pull out milk and some fruit, Jason sits down at the table. He's small. Alfred can hardly believe he's 12 going on 13. Richard, at 12, had already gone through a growth spurt. All gangly legs and arms. That one will be Alfred's height soon, he thinks, amused. But Jason will get there, too. 3 solid meals a day won't do any harm, at the very least. He puts a large plate on the table filled with fruit and the buns he baked yesterday, together with 2 glasses of milk, and sits down across from Jason. Couldn't sleep, he asks, while looking at the bowl of fruit, selecting a pear to clean. Jason shakes his head. He's watching Alfred's hands closely as he peels and cuts the pear. Alfred holds out 1 piece to Jason. Must be too quiet. Jason's hand freezes midair before quickly snatching the fruit. How'd you know that? It's the most Jason has said to Alfred since coming in 2 nights ago. His accent is pure crime alley, and the way he looks at Alfred now, too. Sharp gaze, taking in every detail, weighing and speculating, friend or foe, gain or loss. I didn't grow up in a mansion, Alfred answers with a small shrug, before taking a bite from his own piece of pear. It prompts Jason to eat, too, gobbling up the fruit in 2 quick bites. Alfred can see all the questions burning behind Jason's eyes, but somewhere the boy has learned to stay quiet and watch instead of asking. It saddens Alfred. Jason might look small, but he looks old, too, in that way where he had to grow up too fast. Alfred hands him the other 2 pieces of pear, and sets out to clean other fruit, too, handing over most pieces, but eating some himself. He remembers sitting like this with young Master Richard, enjoying the night's quiet, just before the sun would go up. Richard never was this silent, though, always brimming with curiosity, full of adventures that needed to be told. Alfred hopes that Jason will feel comfortable like that someday soon. There's something in Jason that he recognizes in himself, though it's too soon to put to words yet. Alfred pushes the plate towards Jason, nodding encouragingly when the boy's hand hovers over one of the buns. Here, there will always be enough to eat, Alfred states, and gives Jason a small smile when he picks up the bun. You can always take anything you find, and if you'd like something else, just ask me and I'll either buy it or make it. Jason doesn't answer, but he does start on the bun, chewing thoughtfully as he watches Alfred with his huge brown eyes. He doesn't have any reason to believe Alfred, quite the contrary, probably, but Alfred is nothing if not stubborn, and trust can be rebuilt, one small step at a time. Alfred slowly sips his milk, watching the boy watch him. When the glass is empty, he dabs at his mouth with his handkerchief and stands up. "Master Jason, I could use your help kneading the dough. Would you mind?" Sometimes, hope looks like a small boy and an old man baking bread together. The end.